Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Andrea Nirenberg is our guest. She's our good friend, longtime, more than 10-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of Million Dollar Networking, the author of Nonstop Networking, the author of Savvy Networking. You're starting to get the picture there, folks. What's the common denominator there, folks? Andrea, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
And you forgot to say networking for college students.
I know.
And networking for veterans.
I've got it right here. I've got the veteran ones. I don't have the college one, but the veteran one was hiding under all the other books.
Yes, well, they're coming out. They're being revised and republished soon.
Good deal.
So I want to throw that in.
Right, NurembergGroup.com is her website. Andrea, one of the things that I've had to do my whole life, and I've done this anywhere from after a few months to after several years, is I've reinvented myself. When I look back on my long career,
yes,
and when I say long, I put it this way: my gray hair is not premature. I look over my long career, Andrea. I just look back and look at all the different times that I reinvented myself, and it wasn't because I couldn't keep a job. It wasn't because I was, lost attention or whatever. In my career, it was just circumstances that put me on a different path. And
exactly.
But I reinvented myself. You've done that. You're doing that. So many people are having to do that right now, aren't they?
Absolutely. You have to, because the world keeps changing, and you've got to keep up with it. I mean, even things like social media. You know, I try to teach myself something new about social media daily. And as you know, there's so much out on the web. If you just spend 5 minutes, all of a sudden, you know, for some of my clients, I now teach classes on how to use LinkedIn or how to understand Twitter, only because I'm self-taught.
Right.
But it's out there. I've gotten my real estate license. I'm taking a class, which I love now, on hypnotherapy because that helped in my coaching business.
Huh.
The idea is constantly be thinking of ways to reinvent and keep changing. We have four generations in the workplace today.
Unprecedented number of generations active. It wasn't like this in any other time in my life, Andrea.
This many different
Perspectives and references and everything is different. Yeah.
But you know what's interesting? The more things change, the more they remain the same. Human nature is human nature. You get to know people. You get to understand.
That's right.
Even as Lois, our good friend, would say when you have her
Lois Geller.
You know, we both come from the direct marketing industry. Years ago, we didn't have the internet, but today, if you think about it, the internet is direct marketing on steroids.
That's right.
It's
catalog marketing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And then people will be like, well, we invented. I said, but it's been around a long time.
The laws, folks.
Yes.
The laws that are currently being manipulated to deal with online selling were originated probably 100 years ago with Mr. Sears.
Absolutely.
And Mr. Ward.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? Again, and that's the thing. So it's funny. We know that, and that's why it's wonderful. Today we have technology that makes it more efficient, but it's always been around.
But there's one thing though that I came up with a while back that I think is that really capsulizes this and captures the attitude, regardless of how you're reinventing yourself, regardless of what you're doing. This one thing that has really helped me, and here it is: it's okay to fall in love with what you do.
Absolutely.
But it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Very good.
All the things that you're doing, you're doing basically the same thing you've always done, but you're not doing it the same way. You're doing it differently. You didn't start out doing it on the internet, but you're doing it now.
Absolutely.
So that's
right.
Falling in love with what you do, but not falling in love with how you do it.
And I also think, and I'm sure a lot of the small business owners that are listening that are your faithful listeners of the show will all also agree, we learn something new every single day in our business.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day you learn something.
And,
you know, we were talking about writing a book. I came up with something, and I'm sure everyone thinks about this and does it. But every night before you go to bed, write down something you learned that day and write something down that you're grateful for. Before you know it, at the end of the year, if you start doing that, you'll have a book.
Yeah, absolutely.
And somebody may not read it except you and your family, but you know what? You have a start.
There's another thing that I think people ought to do. Put one of these waterproof boards and pens in your shower, because I get some of my best ideas in the shower in the morning. I don't know about you. But,
I think that's a great idea.
But write them down so you don't forget them.
That's going to be your next book.
My problem is I have these genius ideas in the morning, but then I forget about them 5 minutes later.
No, but see,
you have to write them down.
You have to call those shower ideas.
There you go. And by the way, folks, the more gray hair you get, the harder it is to remember them. Andrea, last thoughts on reinventing.
Just continually find different ways to do things that you just said, that you fall in love with it, that you love. And also be curious. I have a little stone
on
my desk that says,
"That's huge.
Be curious." And curiosity is what's gotten me now thinking. When people say, "I have an idea to talk to you about, would you be interested in helping move this project?" And I'm looking at new things to even sell or market and connect with. Be thinking global and also thinking local.
So curiosity, if somebody said to me, I want to be an entrepreneur, give me one thing I need, I would give them curiosity.
Absolutely. Be open and think about that. Mm-hmm. And some of the best ideas, as you and I both know, are things that people need and want, but nobody's ever said, you know what? What about doing this?
And the second thing I would give them would be Andrea Nirenberg's website. Andrea, give us it again, please.
Nirenberggroup.com.
Thank you, Andrea, for being here. Good job today. Come back again real soon.
I always love it.
Andrea Nirenberg, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Andrea was here. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.